Welcome to your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now here's your host, Adam Bush.
Good morning, school leaders. Welcome to your Morning Boost. I'm thrilled to start your day with some insights and strategies to help you in the vital work that you do. We know your days are packed, so let's keep it concise and impactful, and let's go on ahead and dive into today's topic. So happy Monday. We're kicking off the week by looking at an important aspect of school leadership, and that is student voice. Today, we'll be discussing the article in the April edition of the NASSP's Principal Leadership Magazine. The article name is Trust the Process, Centering Student Voice in School Climate and Culture. Now, this article highlights a crucial point, and that is building a positive school climate and culture isn't something we do to students, it's something we do with them. The authors emphasize that when students feel heard and valued, they are more likely to be engaged, motivated, and invested in their school community. This really reframes this work. It's not about imposing a set of rules or expectations, but more so about creating a collaborative environment where students have a real stake in their school's success. So how do we put this into practice? First, it's essential to create structures for input. Don't just ask for feedback once in a while. Establish ongoing mechanisms. This could involve student advisory councils that meet regularly with you to discuss school-wide issues. Maybe surveys that are designed to gather specific feedback on school policies and practices. Think about making these anonymous to encourage honest responses. Maybe we also hold classroom meetings where students can discuss their experiences and offer suggestions for improvement. The key here is consistency and creating a predictable rhythm for students to contribute. Secondly, listening actively and empathetically is also going to help in this process. When students share their thoughts, truly listen. Avoid the temptation to dismiss their concerns or jump to solutions immediately. Show them that you value their perspectives. As Stephen Covey said, seek first to understand, then to be understood. This means paying attention not only to their words, but also to their emotions and nonverbal cues. Are they frustrated? Are they passionate? What's the underlying message here? Empathetic listening is about making students feel truly heard and understood, which is a foundation for building trust. Third, empower student leadership. Provide opportunities for students to take on leadership roles in shaping school culture. This could involve leading school-wide initiatives such as anti-bullying campaigns or sustainability projects, maybe even mentoring younger students to create a sense of belonging, or participating in decision-making processes such as sitting on school improvement committees or even interviewing new staff members. When students have a sense of ownership, they're more likely to be invested in the school's success and feel a sense of responsibility for its outcomes. Another idea here is to celebrate student contributions. When students' ideas lead to positive changes, acknowledge their contributions and do so publicly. This reinforces the message that their voices matter and encourages them to continue to share their thoughts. This can be done through school announcements or newsletters or even dedicated events that highlight student-led initiatives. The important thing is to make sure students know their input is valued and that it makes a difference. Fifth component you want to keep in mind is to build trust. This is also foundational. Students need to believe that their input will be taken seriously and that their voices will make a difference. Trust is earned through consistent action and follow-through. Be reliable, be transparent, and demonstrate that you are committed to acting on student feedback. This means not just listening, but also communicating how student input has been used and what changes have resulted. When we're done with this, you also want to collect data. Collect and analyze data on student experiences. This data can provide you valuable insights into areas where the school is succeeding and areas where it needs to improve. Surveys, focus groups, other methods to gather information about student perceptions and needs, all of this data should be used to inform decisions to drive continuous improvement efforts. It also provides a way to measure the impact of student voice initiatives. By centering student voice, we create a more inclusive, equitable, and vibrant school community where everyone feels valued and empowered. This leads to increased student engagement, improved academic outcomes, and a stronger sense of community. That's your Monday Boost. Thank you for listening today. We will talk with you again tomorrow.
You have been listening to Your Morning Boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, thank you for your service to your community.